It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. Well, first a quick look at our marine weather forecast, because it is kind of really a nice improvement, I think, at least for the moment. We got through our blowy, rainy day yesterday, and it looks like we have a little better weather coming our way this week. The outlook is for high pressure building over our coastal waters through midweek. That usually brings at least some sunshine. A weak disturbance will pass north of our waters into central Washington tonight. So today's forecast includes south winds, 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 knots, wind waves from the south 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 7 feet at 13 seconds, and southwest swells 4 feet high at 8 seconds apart, and a chance of showers in the afternoon. Well, a listener asked a question on the Ship Report Facebook page this week about marine pilots, and I thought it would be a great thing to talk about here in case others might have this question. The question is, what vessels must take a pilot, and what about recreational vessels like maybe a yacht or a sailboat of some kind coming into the river? Do they have to take a pilot too? Now, I just want to warn you that this answer is going to be perhaps a little complex and maybe a little wordy, but these are government regulations, and I've tried to streamline it and as much as I could, and believe it or not, this is the short answer. So there are rules set out by the state and the federal government through the Coast Guard regarding what vessels are required to take a pilot. Now, the vessels that are required are mostly commercial foreign flag vessels handling cargo, and these are the ships and some tugboats and barges that we see daily on the river. But how do they tell which ones need a pilot? Well, generally, here are the criteria for needing a pilot. If the ship is registered in another country, what the ship is used for, say carrying cargo, and its size, those things are all part of the criteria. So, for instance, foreign flag cargo ships and tugs, foreign flag fishing boats over 100 feet or 250 gross tons must take on a pilot. And foreign flag recreational vessels, over 100 feet long. So sometimes we see big yachts coming into the river here taking on a pilot, and there are state and federal requirements that apply in these situations. Now, federal Coast Guard requirements for taking on a pilot include some U.S. flag vessels. These include inspected vessels, inspected by the Coast Guard, as some vessels are required to be. More on that, what that word inspected means in a minute. So inspected vessels over 1,600 gross tons, except for dredges or public vessels. And a public vessel is a vessel that belongs to the government that is not engaged in trade, meaning carrying cargo. So basically, before your eyes glaze over completely here, the ones that need pilots are foreign flag cargo ships and some other vessels, depending on their purpose, size, tonnage, and even a few U.S. vessels that fit certain criteria. So I haven't spelled out everything in the regulations because they are a bit complex and really not germane to our discussion here, which is pretty general, but I wanted to give you the gist of how it works. And I wanted to explain something else, too, which is part of understanding these rules and other things that you may hear about vessel traffic around the region. There are two terms that I want to define. I mentioned one of them earlier. One is the term inspected vessels, and the other is uninspected vessels. So those terms come up in pilotage discussions and also in discussions about restrictions that you may hear or read about that are imposed by the Coast Guard on vessels when river bar areas like the Columbia River Bar are closed to certain kinds of vessel traffic in bad weather conditions. For instance, you may read that the Columbia River Bar is closed to uninspected passenger vessels below a certain length, like 30 feet, if conditions are too bad. So the term inspected vessels generally refers to cargo vessels and vessels carrying more than 6 passengers. And there are other criteria by tonnage, generally over 100 gross tons. So these vessels must regularly undergo and pass U.S. Coast Guard inspections in order to operate. And that is the ships and some other vessels. Now, there's that other category, the uninspected vessel. And in particular, you hear it expressed as uninspected passenger vessel here around the region. Those are vessels that carry a maximum of 6 or fewer passengers, and they are less than 100 gross tons. Now, these include your typical charter boat, fishing guide, or a small tour boat that may use a state-registered boat. These are referred to as UPVs, uninspected passenger vessels. or six passenger, six pack operations. Now, the kind of vessel doesn't matter as long as at least one or more persons are paying for passage. So our charter fishing boats here are not required generally to be inspected like cargo ships or larger vessels are. However, they must comply with federal standards for safety, navigation, and pollution prevention. So I know that was kind of technical, but it does explain very generally what vessels must take on a pilot. Ships are charged for piloting services according to length and tonnage, and for a large vessel it can be quite pricey. But it's a drop in the bucket compared to the huge amounts of money that ships spend on other aspects of their operation. Pilots are highly trained, experienced professionals, and safety issues are a high priority when bringing these large vessels into a confined waterway like the Columbia River, which has difficult currents, tidal issues, and other anomalies that can make navigation difficult. Now, another part of this listener's question is, can any vessel hire a marine pilot? Now, the answer is yes, but it might be cost prohibitive for the average recreational boater. But in a small boat with limited draft and size that has, say, GPS, a compass, a decent engine, and respect for the tide tables and currents, that kind of boat can make its way safely from one place to another under the right conditions. And an accident, while it may cause peril to the people on board a small vessel like that, will not cause a major safety hazard for the surrounding area, the environment, and the public. Large ships are required to have pilots on board because the stakes are so high. These ships are huge, unwieldy, and generally crewed by people who are not familiar with the river and its quirks. Any ship here on the Columbia could create a huge environmental disaster from just its own fuel alone if there was an incident and the hull were breached. The channel here is narrow and shallow and winding and requires a lot of skill, experience, and finesse to get safely from one place to another. So pilots for these big vessels are essential. They do their jobs so well that they make it look easy and uneventful, but it is not. So safe, smooth, and ongoing transit of the river is vital, and pilots make that happen every day. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to see today's ship schedule, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with the podcasts of this program. And I post links to both on my Ship Report Facebook page. Have a great day.